He said, if Kid Cudi had stayed in his original path musically, would he have been on a level with Kendrick, Drake, and J. Cole?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean,
listen to Man in the Moons. You know,
yeah.
He was definitely.
Because he, you know what I'm saying? He kind of ushered it in, if you think about it. Yeah. But nah, man. He Lupe Fiasco with us.
Well, and I think the other thing is that people still want him to win. You know what I'm saying? Like when Kid Cudi put out something, or Kid Cudi start talking, they look forward to it. And then he puts out the music that he puts out, and it kind of ruins it for a lot of people. I still haven't listened to the album that he put out yet. And, you know, eventually I'll get around to it. But once I started seeing what people were saying about it, I had no interest. But I think Kid Cudi is ruining himself because he's still at a certain level right now, even with his mediocre work. But if he just kind of refocused himself and got back on track, he could become one of those guys. People want him to be one of those guys.
I think he's out of here, man. I think he's done, man. He's too out of here, dude.
He's like, out of here.
Here's the thing. He was already out of here, and yeah. people learned to love that about him. But now it's just like he's just gone.
Like he's
ain't no coming back, man. Like I'd be really surprised if he's able to hone back in on that sound. But now, man, it's just because I loved Cudi, man. I loved Cudi,
yeah,
man.
I really like the Man on the Moon.
He was one of those guys I listened to, and then I was like, man, I hate this. And then I went back, I was like, well, I'm tripping. I love this.
We talked about it. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was years ago. That was back in what, 2010, 2011?
That was years ago.
That's what I'm saying, and that was years ago, Ken. So I don't know if he hasn't gotten it back by now, man. I just don't. I don't think he can get it, man.